Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. We trust that God would bless you for doing this. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen. I've been thinking today about the influence that fathers have on children and from generation to generation how things work in that respect. We sometimes detach ourselves from the previous generations, and especially the further we get away from them, we forget the impact that they have upon our lives. That comes back to us, I suppose, at times when we get to things like Remembrance Day and when we get to times of anniversaries, celebrations. We do have a bit of nostalgia in us where we go back and think about what happened in our country or in our civilization to give us the freedoms that we have today. And we owe a lot to people who gave their lives and who stood up for things that were really true. What I was really thinking about actually was, I was thinking about a man in the Bible. His name was Manasseh. He was 12 years old when he became the king. His father had died. His father was a man called Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a strange character in some ways, but a very, very good man in many ways. And he brought the people of the nation of Israel, or in particular Judah and Benjamin, back to God in his day. And he was known for being outstanding in his acknowledgement of what was right. But Manasseh, for some reason, turned completely against anything that he'd been taught by his parent, by his father, and his mother would seem to have been a good woman as well. Her name kind of indicates that. But Manasseh, he turned away from God and got involved in worship and religion that was very, very damaging. Child abuse, spiritism, witchcraft, wizardry, and dabbling in the occult and trying to contact spirits and seances and all that type of stuff. That's dangerous stuff, and I don't know what you think about that, but the Bible very clearly teaches in Deuteronomy chapter 18 you shouldn't go near it, you shouldn't touch it with a barge pole. The Bible tells us the devil is real. The Bible tells us he was a really, really important, in fact the most important angelic being, but he desired the job of God and he decided to rise up against him, and as a result he was cast out. He sinned against God and he fell, and God was putting him at a distance from himself, and the real activity and desire of Satan in the day and age in which we live is to blind the minds of them which believe not, so they don't believe the truth. So this man Manasseh, he turned to things like that, to the occult and to black magic and to spiritism and things that are very dangerous and very powerful in our world today. Now, I don't know what your view is today, but as a Christian, the Bible teaches me that there is greater power in God. And in fact, as a Christian, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But the Bible does tell us that we once were children of disobedience. And in fact, the Lord Jesus one day said something that many people would find insulting. He said to people, "You are of your father, the devil." And that was because they refused to acknowledge who Jesus was, the Son of God, come from God himself. But the Lord Jesus spoke to them and he told them that really they found their origin in an evil source. And that's because the Bible teaches that by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And sin is passed upon us all. And we're all described in the Bible as children of disobedience. We're described as children of wrath. That is, God is angry about our sin. And yet the Bible says God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he has loved us. And even when we were dead in sins, he's given us life through Christ. That is the possibility. For the Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I hope as you listen to this recording today, you might understand this. There are things you've learned from your parents and from your family that are good. There could be things you've learned that are bad. You could be like Manasseh and ignore what is good and go in for what is bad. But we all go back through the eons of time to this, that we all have sin in us because one man brought sin into the world and we've been tarred with the same brush. But the grace of God provides salvation to those who will believe the gospel, and those will confess their sin and trust in Christ for salvation. So what is it today? Are you going to stick with what ancestry has brought to you and degenerated us and brought us to sin? Or are you going to be able to say, in the words of a prayer that often in our country has been repeated about God, "Our Father which art in heaven"? Can you call God your Father? Are you in his family? Have you been born again? Are your sins forgiven? Do you have peace with God? If we can help you more about this, then please listen to other recordings, or if we can speak to you then and help you in any way, then please contact us by email. Go onto the website seekthetruth.org.uk and get in touch. Thank you once again for listening.